toll-free at 800-259-9231. We launch into hour number two. In here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free. Those other radio shows want to charge for their sites. We give it away at freetalklive.com. And I believe that the claim has yet to be rebutted that Free Talk Live gives away more content for free than any other radio talk show website out there. And, you know, it might even be the case that we give away more stuff for free than the others charge for, but there's no way to tell on that, because then we'd have to go around and buy a bunch of subscriptions to the competition in order to determine that. 800-259-9231, your number to call in about anything. Let's go to the phones to Mike in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hey, I just want to ask, given that the U.S. government owns the land that we live on in anarchist terms, how is it permissible to take the land for oneself in progress towards anarchism or free marketeerism, whatever you want to call it?
How is it permissible to take land from oneself? Can you run that by me again?
Well, the way I see it, the government's permission to tax us comes from them actually owning the land.
Well, that's not the idea, and that's not the way the Constitution was set up. I mean, the idea was that every man's sovereign unto himself and a king of his own little piece of land.
Right. They don't actually own the land. It's just that they're an armed gang of people that will come over and try to kick you off of your own land should they decide they don't like you anymore.
And likely be successful.
I mean, I have the title to my house down in Florida. I own my land, at least according to, you know, the traditional way of land ownership. It's just that if I don't pay property taxes, they'll send an armed gang to toss me off my land and throw me in a jail cell. So, Effectively, they own the land, but were we to just cut them down to way down to size or eliminate them entirely, then they wouldn't own anything.
Well, that's kind of what I'm referring to, but the idea that they can charge property taxes essentially implies that they're renting it out to you.
That is the implication. That much is the case. But it's no more them owning your land than a highwayman coming and pointing a gun in your face at your front door and saying that he owns your land. I mean, it's really, there's no difference between the highwayman and the government, except there's just more of the government. So the highwayman doesn't own your land either,
and
nor does the government.
Take into consideration the government is fiction. It's stuff written down on a sheet of paper. We all sort of agree to it or not.
I don't.
Ian doesn't. We agree to it in some level or another, but it's fiction. The government really can't own anything unless we just sort of agree to it. So I say the government doesn't own my land.
Very well.
And also, possession...
You make an interesting point.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And also, possession is 9/10 of the law. The fact is, I'm here on my land, mm-hmm. homesteading this land, improving on the land. The government doesn't have any legitimate claim. There's no... In the world of legitimacy, they have no legitimate claim beyond the force of their violence and their guns.
Gives them their legitimate claim.
Well, I see where you're coming from, but, I mean, if you're talking about what would happen when we were to move towards a lesser government situation, then it would just be a matter of electing our people and having them tell the government, okay, well, now we're going to make property taxes voluntary. So now instead of, you know, the first step, once you get your people, for instance, if we were to get a bunch of our guys elected here in Keene, we might just decide, okay, well, you know, since I don't really feel like using force on other people, but we still have to sort of cut this government down to size, so there's a bit of a conflict there in that you have to sort of use a little bit of force in order to cut the government down to size. So instead of using force on people, you just simply say, hey, you want to help us cut this government down to size? Voluntarily pay your property taxes, and we'll put it towards reducing the size of government. And then eventually the government will be so small they wouldn't possibly be able to claim that they own anybody's land, and they won't be threatening people with guns.
And
thank
once,
you for the call.
And once they make property taxes voluntary, the government doesn't own anything.
Plus, also, if there's a mob, ignoring the government, if there's a mob of gangsters living down the street from you that come over... That come down to your house and, again, threaten you and your wife or your girlfriend or whatever. They threaten you and say, okay, you're going to pay us $500 by the end of this month, or we're going to come, you know, kill you. they don't own your land. They're just a threatening
right.
group of people. And when they do finally come to try and kill you, well, you can shoot them first. I mean, because they're trespassing on your land, threatening you.
It's a big, big mob you're talking about, though.
Oh, no, I was talking about just a regular mob.
I'm just telling you that the government is a big, big mob.
Right, now we're back to talking about the government.
You might shoot some lowly little cop who's got a wife and kids and a family who thinks that he's doing the right thing, but you're not...
I'm not advocating you do that.
I'm just saying, only if you're comparing mobs to the government, be careful.
Right. So, thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I wasn't suggesting that anybody go and do that. I'm just pointing out that if it were just a gang from down the street coming in and trying to rape your wife or take money from you, you would be fully within your rights to shoot those people.
Sure.
And the only difference between that gang and the gang that is known as government is the semblance of legitimacy. This
the big
cloak,
buildings, the flags.
Right, this sort of cloak of legitimacy that they wear around themselves, the badges and the uniforms.
Well,
and everything like
we do
that.
Get the ability to vote on these scumballs, but the problem is that if you ask some people, the whole voting machines have been compromised, so our votes are illegitimate.
Plus, and in many cases, you're just voting for the gang leader. I mean, that's all you're doing. They're still going to run roughshod over your freedom.
If you vote for the right gang leader, for instance, Ron Paul, you'll likely have a less powerful gang.
I know, but 99% of the time, there's no Ron Paul in the race.
Understood.
And if things keep going in the way that they are, Ron Paul's not going to be in this race in 2008 either.
Why is that?
Falling at 1% right now.
Well, it depends on where you're looking. I've seen numbers significantly higher than that.
Well, you're looking at internet polls.
He does very well in certain demographics. He does much better in women than he does in men. I saw 3% out of a Zogby poll.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's certainly a chance that he could catch fire.
And it's not like Clinton was the number one candidate in,
anything
early
can
on
happen.
Either.
That's for sure. Anything can happen at this point.
And who the heck was George Bush back in 1999?
We're going to go to the email box here, because since he brought up the whole anarchy topic, which I'm, again, not a huge fan of that word at all, but there's an email about that, right? You've got it?
Yep. Let me locate it here real quick. I'm sorry. Okay.
Better be, sir.
Why all the hate for the innocuous term anarchy? After all, it only means a lack
innocuous?
Of... Innocuous? What did I say?
Innocuous.
I'm sorry. When you learn to when you learn your big words by reading and you don't learn them by speaking, you have a tendency to
it's okay.
Mispronounce some things. After all, it only means a lack of belief enforced by the extension of government. Just as atheism is a lack of belief in theism.
I don't know if that's what it means. I think it just means without government or without rule.
But I think that, but an anarchist would believe in a lack of government, right?
Theoretically.
Okay.
Yes.
Just as atheism is a lack of belief in theism, is it evil and spiteful? Is it evil and spiteful government propaganda by the corrupt priests of political power? Possibly. Or the new synonymous appellation of chaos to the term may result from simple psychology. Not everyone sees anarchy as good, seeing it instead as the cause for the need of government. The theory behind government is one of order, the idea that government is needed to prevent the unjust use of force. Thus...
Of course, that's the irony of government at the same time, is that the theory is that government is supposed to keep
right.
people
it
orderly
is the just
and
use
safe,
of force.
And the just use of force, when in fact government, in its supposed role of protecting you, will be the government that is threatening you should you decide you don't want to go along with its edicts.
Right. And, I'm not for taking government out of the monopoly on force role. I just say that we really reduce its power. Okay, thus, crime, war, poverty, disease, unrest, violence, and karaoke music are the very thing government is created to prevent. Government is used to prevent chaos by rationally organizing force in a moral fashion for the benefit of everyone. But because the government is coercively supported and cannot know what is needed by its citizens, or it is coercively funded so it doesn't have to care about its citizens,
correct.
It is forever doomed to abject and tragically comic failure. Doomed to be a deformed inspiration for misguided poets and socialists. Government can only create chaos. A truly successful government stays just one step ahead of it. There's just a little bit more.
I can't say I disagree with him so far.
I know. I knew you would.
800-259-9231. I totally agree that government is the source of much strife. Government is the source of much disorder and much chaos. And I would prefer a voluntary order of the free market. More on the way. Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VoIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VoIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And April is Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be it a son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. 5066 and join Free Talk Live online at freetalklive.com, where there are archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your download and convenience. Go get them at freetalklive.com as we finish up an email from one of our listeners about anarchy. Just a misunderstood concept, a misunderstood word. It's a word I don't choose to use in my daily life at all. If accused of being an anarchist, I will back away from that. I am a free marketeer. I'm someone who believes in the marketplace, voluntary solutions to government, social and political problems. And it's just that anarchy is so misunderstood by people, and it's tragic. It doesn't mean chaos. And that's what this emailer is pointing out. Anarchy is not chaos. It's just simply lack of government. And as he just started pointing out, government, in fact, can create chaos.
Right, and
does.
Yeah, he makes the point that the fallacy of equating anarchy to chaos, and he says, therefore, government is order. Failure of government is chaos. Government fails. Anarchy is chaos. And so, you know, he just sort of makes the point that it doesn't make any sense. Just a thought for you to mull over. Niall, there's... P.S. There's a string of effect for you guys to think about on your depressed days. You converted me to freedom. Now, Niall used to be a socialist.
Socialist,
yeah.
Yes.
I converted my brother, and while I'm raising my three boys as good little anarchists, given the fact that my brother will eventually marry and raise anarchist kids, my boys will raise and marry, and all those anarchists will marry and raise anarchist kids, and the fact that we are all Mormons who have about five kids per family, you and Ian personally. Not that I would consider myself an anarchist or anything close to it. You and Ian have personally converted between 30 to 55 people. Five families, six rats, not counting their unholy free marketeer brood, just in the first generation.
That's
eventually
fantastic.
Amping should get much easier. Thanks, Niall.
That's great. And you know what? It's exemplary of the fact that you never know whose life you're going to touch. When you're doing libertarian outreach, and I wish he wouldn't embrace the term anarchy. It just makes him sound like a violent bomb thrower. I mean, unfortunately, that's just the connotation the word has. It's exemplary that when you're doing libertarian outreach, whether it's just whether you've got your own radio show like we happen to, or you're just manning a libertarian Operation Politically Homeless booth at the local county fair, you never know whose lives you're going to touch. You never know who you're going to come across. You never know what they're going to think of what it is you're touting and you're promoting, in our case, pro-liberty ideas, and you never know what they're going to do about it. I remember when I was doing the outreach table that we had at the Sarasota County Fair many years ago that I'd set up, I encountered Neil, who is now one of our listeners, one of our amplifiers. He lives in Florida. He's the creator of the Libertarian Club on the campus of the University of Florida. He's also, again, moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
You're responsible for Neil?
He is a super activist.
He really is.
And I take responsibility. I was the one who was manning the table at the time when he was in eighth grade. He was at the fair with his friends. He came by. They took the world's smallest political quiz, and it's history from there. So, again, you never know whose lives you're going to touch. And so get out there and spread the message of freedom as wide as far as possible. Let's go to the phones and talk to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Mike's gone. Let's go to John in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. I have a question about this war in Iraq. I know, yeah. I'm a little late on it, but why did the United States attack Iraq?
There's just a ream of excuses that the president and his cronies had. There's no legitimate reason for it. They were just they're just lying to people. They wanted an excuse to go to war.
Probably the main reason that Americans went for, the one that that worked, was Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, or is well on its way to creating weapons of mass destruction.
But even if that were true, even if that claim were true, and we know now that it's not true, even if it were true, it still is not justification for invading another so-called sovereign country.
Right. Why? I mean, you know, it's not like anybody should invade us because we have weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly right. So there's no legitimate reason for it at all, John.
Yeah, that just seems a little bit odd. It's like, kind of like you going in my house and just taking all my knives because you're saying that that's dangerous, you know, to you.
Yeah.
But but still, anyway, I saw this documentary on, is it pronounced Halliburton?
Yeah, that's about right. Mm-hmm. Halliburton.
Yeah, they're charging so much money. I mean, just to fund this, I mean, the United States is paying this contractor, like, I think it was like $100 for one bag of laundry every time they...
Yeah, that's what it's really all about. That's the real reason for war, and that is that politicians, in this case George Bush, Dick Cheney, and their friends, are all in Washington, D.C., and they have connections. In Halliburton's case, Dick Cheney's on, what, the board of directors or something like that? They've got either direct connections, or their friends are working for these companies, or they're the guys behind these companies. So they go to war, and then they hand out all these sweet government contracts to their friends, and they just funnel millions upon billions of dollars to their friends and associates, and it's really just a political back scratching fest, and it's disgusting because it's being done at all of our cost. We're all paying for it. Not only are we paying for it in as far as tax dollars are concerned, we're also paying for it because of inflation, because they print money, and as they add money to the money supply, our money becomes worth less, and we, in the collectivist term, which I don't normally use, are losing as well because our friends and family members are dying in the dirt over in Iraq simply so these political people and their friends can profit.
Right. That's the real sick part is that we, the serfs, go out and fight, once again, are going out and fighting the war for the landowners, the overlords, and nothing's changed from the feudal times. And the
not
amazing
much.
Part is the serfs are generally just take it very well.
There's something that's changed. You're more likely to survive the conflict if you actually go over and fight. It's just so you're more likely to come out of it with missing limbs, whereas in feudal times, you die. So there are a little bit less deaths, but nonetheless, it's tragic.
Now, for you to say that, I mean, I agree with you. I do agree with you, but I just want to play devil's advocate.
Please.
Here and say, now, why would the president do something like that? Aren't presidents trained all their life to take the role of presidency?
No.
And then,
of course not. What training did George Bush have that would qualify him to be the governor of a state or the president of the United States?
So presidents don't get trained. I mean,
No, they get elected.
No, absolutely not. The presidents, a president was supposed to be just someone who is an American. And so there's no special training or anything like that. The original concept was that, you know, the president was supposed to get in there and veto all the unconstitutional legislation that was sent his way, and it just didn't work out that way. It turns out that, believe it or not, a position of power tends to attract people who are in search of that power, and people who are in search of power tend to be sick, twisted individuals, whether they be Bill Clinton or George W. Bush or whoever it is. They attract sickos who are in search of power, who are more than willing to lord that power over others and use that power to benefit themselves and their friends and their family at the cost of everyone else. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Iceland on the way and Smokeasies. What's that?
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's a wiki there. Lots of stuff on that wiki. In fact, over 1,200 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and hear and discuss progress and future of the FSP. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
1-800-259-9231. All right, I started the show out last hour by mentioning our friends over at the Advocates for Self-Government and giving them a nice free plug for their great online newsletter, which is called The Liberator Online. It's a biweekly publication, and you can get signed up for it for yourself at theadvocates.org. It's also a place where you can learn more about the Advocates, learn more about libertarianism in general, also get yourself involved in Operation Politically Homeless Boots and a variety of other things. But one of the features in the recent issue, we already shared actually one of them. There's two really good ones that are worthy of sharing, so I'm going to share the second one. And this one's about Iceland. Stuck in the economic doldrums just a few years ago, Iceland today is enjoying an explosion of prosperity. In fact, Iceland is now one of the world's richest nations, according to the World Bank. And it's arguably the wealthiest European country. The economy there is growing rapidly. The GDP, gross domestic product, has grown about 50% since 1995. And the benefits are being felt throughout Icelandic society. Unemployment has almost disappeared, dropping below 2%. What's it here in America now?
I don't know precisely, but I bet you
it's
somewhere
around 6.
Yeah, 5, 6, 7.
As a writer for the UK Spectator bluntly put it, quote, "Today, Icelanders are absolutely rolling in it." So what happened? Lots of lucky lottery ticket winners? No. Beginning around 1990, Icelandic leaders, inspired by visits from libertarian free market thinkers like Friedrich Hayek, Milton Friedman, and James Buchanan, and maybe inspired by their own past, which has a bit of a free market anarchistic history, instituted bold, fundamental free market reforms. Taxes were slashed for both individuals and businesses. Personal income tax rates were cut from 33% in 1995 to 22.75%, as far as the maximum rate. The corporate tax rate was cut from 55% to 18%. Those are some serious cuts.
Yeah, that's a serious cut.
And a further cut to 10% is under consideration, so to cut it from 18 to 10%. A cumbersome income tax was replaced with a flat tax. Wealth and estate taxes were slashed. Major segments of the economy were deregulated. Numerous government services were privatized. Monetary policy was stabilized. Inflation, which hit 100% back in 1983, is down to 2 to 3% today. Government debt was hacked away. Private property rights were created for fisheries, a major Icelandic industry, and so forth. Due to such market-oriented reforms between 1990 and today, it's about 17 years, Iceland rose from 26th to 9th place in the Economic Freedom of the World rankings. Now, we've actually, they explain what these are. It's a respected annual ranking of countries by the amount of economic freedom they permit. And there are actually, there's more than one of these studies. There's the Economic Freedom of the World, and then I think there's freetheworld.org. There's two different organizations. There's the Heritage Foundation and then freetheworld.org.
I'm looking at it right now. Where's Iceland on that list?
Number 9, it says.
I see.
The Economic Freedom of the World. So they've moved up from 26th to 9th place as a result of them slashing back onto the sides of the government.
Hmm.
Sure enough, Icelanders are now more prosperous than they have ever been in the last few decades. And it's an incredible success story that anybody can point to who wants to show that, these small government ideas do work. They do put more money in people's pockets. And, of course, more money in people's... I'd like to see... And they don't have these numbers in this particular study. I'd like to see what charitable contributions have done. Because I bet you those have gone up. Because as more people have more money that they can keep, which is what has happened in Iceland, more people are keeping more of their incomes, they are more likely to spend those that income or a portion of that income on charitable things. Sending that money to places that will help the poor.
Seems likely to me.
Right. So I'd really like to see those statistics as well. The result is Iceland is enjoying the same remarkable progress that other countries around the world which have adopted similar policies have also seen. Now, if only America, the so-called land of the free, could go in that same direction. To our politicians in America, to the Republicans and Democrats, a cut is a cut on the, the projected increase of
right.
the budget. Governments around here, they grow every year. So they project every single year that they're going to grow by
3%. Less growth than what they were hoping for.
That's correct. That's what a cut is called. And then everybody gets all upset about that.
And, the United States has gone down in the Free the World ranking.
Sure has.
We've gone from something like 7 to 13, 14.
I think we were as high as 4th or 5th place at one time.
Oh, I'm sure at one point, but I'm just talking about recently.
And we have dropped out of the top 10 on one of the charts. I think we might be around number 10 or 11 on the other one. Not good. Not good at all.
No, it's got Free the World does have Iceland at number 9. I was checking the United States just to see where... we being the United States, came in. As of 2003, it has the United States at number 3.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231 if you've got
the Heritage Foundation that has them like 13.
Okay. Then, now the Economic Freedom of the World studies, they don't really take too much of personal freedoms into account.
Now, freetheworld.com isn't entirely economic.
That's, is it .com? Is it freetheworld.com?
Freetheworld.com, yes.
Okay.
It isn't entirely economic.
They There's do factor
quite
in.
Quite a few social issues.
They factor in personal freedoms, but generally it's economic freedoms. And of course...
Well, those are the easiest ones to quantify.
Right. And if you really want to break it down, if you have true economic freedom, you by proxy have to have personal freedom as well. I mean, for instance, people tend to look at the war on drugs and drug use as a personal freedom issue, but in fact it's also an economic freedom issue, in that if there's true economic freedom, one should be free to sell whatever products, including drugs, that one would like.
Or from the tax standpoint, is the war on drugs is just incredibly inefficient. They don't bring back nearly the money that they spend on enforcing the law. Not that the expectation is that the police will bring money back, enforcing the law. You wouldn't expect them to get money from murderers or anything like that. But it's inefficient. You're never going to win the war on drugs, so it's a poor use of money from the fiscally conservative point of view, too.
And, of course, we've touched... I'm not going to get into the war on drugs, but we've certainly talked about it a number of times in the past. A lot of it parallels what happened with the prohibition of alcohol. Prohibition is prohibition is prohibition, as the people in Philadelphia are finding out, according to Stu Bikowski, NHFree.com forum reporting on this one. I'm sipping a Blue Moon Ale in a Philadelphia bar. Janis Joplin is wailing about Bobby McGee, and I'm thinking a smoke would go great about now. I take one out of Baby Cake's Parliament Lights and fire it up. I'm smoking in a bar in Philadelphia, and nobody says boo. There are 20 other people, smokers and non-smokers, hanging out, enjoying themselves, not doing any harm to anyone except maybe themselves. The bar is spacious, the NCAA is on the TV screens, beer pennants hang from the ceiling, and through the large windows I see rain falling. The owner sitting at the bar chewing nicotine gum. He's a former smoker, also a former cop. I'm an irresponsible bar smoker, he says with a smile. Despite the smoking ban in Philadelphia, because of it, actually, Philadelphia now has smoke-easies, a play on speakeasies that came to us with the prohibition of alcohol. Prohibition was enacted in 1920, repealed in 1933, and largely ignored in between. I'm surprised at how many Americans meekly obey the smoking ban.
Well, you say it was largely ignored, but a lot of people died in the with the from the gangsters and the prohibition era.
Right. Well, government wasn't ignoring it. That's
no.
for sure.
And
I think he means the people consuming the alcohol. They did what they did what they could to continue getting their alcohol.
Right.
This story is about Philadelphians who aren't obeying the smoking ban. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. If you've got a smoking ban in your town and you have discovered a bar or a club of some sort that is allowing smoking without having permission to do so, tell us your story at 800-259-9231 or just bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, the latest on smoke-easies. Actually, the first time I've ever heard of such a thing here in America. This is Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydrolyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydrolyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydrolyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features free. We ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show. And, Mark, if we could get a quick update on the voting numbers, I'd appreciate that. Last time I looked, we were number one. But the lead that we held was very, very tenuous. In fact, it's been tenuous for the past several days. We haven't really been able to pull away from the number two show very effectively.
Now, yesterday it was down to five and up to nine. That's votes. I mean, that's across the world.
Right.
So it can slip away very easily. Right now it's four votes.
That's it.
We're just four votes ahead of the number two podcast, and it's not what I would call a comfortable lead.
No, not at all. We've only got a couple more days left in this month.
Sure would be nice to end up the month the first time in the number one slot.
The first time. We've been podcasting since early 2005. One of the original podcasters, I suppose, or one of the earlier ones. And that entire time, we've managed to stay in the top 10, with the exception, I think, of one month where we hit, like, number 11, just a bad month. And ever since then, we've averaged at, like, second, third, and fourth place every single month. Recent months, we've been doing very well, hitting second place for the past couple months. So we're on an upward trend. It's possible that we could finish at number one, but we'll only be able to do it with your vote. So if you've yet to vote for Free Talk Live this month, go to vote.freetalklive.com. When you get in front of your computer, it takes you less than a minute, and all you need is your email address. Won't be spammed, won't be sold. Vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference, because us being number one means more new people discovering the message of freedom and liberty. And if that's important to you, you really should vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. And then ask some friends and family members to do it as well, because we need as many votes as possible, even in these remaining moments of the month.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've just slipped down to two.
Oh, my goodness.
The lead's two.
So they are ahead by two votes?
No. We haven't slipped down to the second position.
We're number one,
by two
but
votes.
Ahead by two votes.
Correct.
Got it. All right, we need you. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so talking about smokeasies. You've heard of speakeasies, right? From back in the 1920s?
Right. Essentially black market bars where they would serve bathtub gin or whatever you wanted. The cops wouldn't know where these places were.
That's right, and they wouldn't know where they were, and they'd also, in many cases, they could serve it right out in the open by putting it in, like, coffee cups, that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
Right.
So that was going on as well. Anyway, now we've got smokeasies, and there's an article from Philadelphia, because apparently, like many places around the country, there is a smoking ban in effect there, and as it turns out, there are a number of bar owners that are just turning a blind eye to the smoking going on in their establishments. In fact, this one bar owner that the guy who wrote the article is interviewing is a former cop. So you'd think as a former cop, he'd be, he'd have that sort of law and order mentality, mm-hmm. and he'd follow the law, but in this case, he's not. In fact, the article author says he's surprised how many Americans just meekly obey these smoking bans. For reasons even the dimmest nicotine Nazi would understand, I'm not naming names or giving locations of the smokeasies I found. Why do the owners risk fines? I'll call the proprietor Joe Friday to honor his former trade. His smokeasy's in with within walking distance of one of Philadelphia's universities. It's my bar. It's my four walls. Cigarettes are legal, he says. Why can't I allow my customers to smoke?
It's an excellent question.
6 months before he opened, a beautiful-looking restaurant, he names it, I won't, opened a few blocks from here. They never allowed smoking, and that's their right, he says.
Sure.
Leaving unspoken his belief that it's his right to permit it. A health department inspector dropped in not long ago. No one was smoking, but he asked why Friday had ashtrays on the bar. Friday told him they were heirlooms or something like that. The law requires bar managers to enforce the bar or the ban by telling patrons they can't smoke, but they're cautioned not to take any action other than to call the health department to report the smokers. The health department has a hotline, as though you're going to report the people in your own establishment for smoking, because right. You're going to end up with the fine. They're not there. In most cities that have smoking bans, there aren't fines for the actual smokers. The fines go to the business owner.
Sure, for allowing it to happen.
The health department has a hotline.
It's essentially conscripting the business owners as unpaid cops.
That's correct.
And docking their pay, which is nothing, you know, fining them if they don't do it.
The health department has a hotline to report smoking in bars. And I love this little addition in parentheses. If you want the number, look it up yourself, snitch.
Wow.
Friday says no patron ever complained to him. But we did have a complaint to a barmaid. He tells his employees to say, we don't condone it, but tells me we can't enforce the ban. It's not our job. Just a few miles away is another bar, smaller, more Irish, catering to more neighborhood residents. The owner, I'll call him Seamus, is a smoker. As in the first, NCAA's on the television, but no jukebox is playing. The dozen customers are singing Broadway show tunes beneath a ceiling glowing with Christmas lights. It's that kind of place. Unlike Friday, he's been written up by the health department. Who snitched him out? Health department inspectors won't ever say, but Seamus says it's either a neighbor, a competitor, or sometimes a customer, but it's usually your competitors. Seamus tries to adhere to the letter of the law and tells customers you can't smoke in here. If they do, there's nothing within my legal authority to tell you not to smoke, he says. Seamus' father was a cop for 35 years, but I'm not in that business. I'm in the entertainment business, he says. I have military men come in here. They're just back from Iraq. If anyone, they have a right to smoke, you know, Seamus says. He wouldn't stop them even if he could. I'm sure there are other smokeasies around town where owners don't enforce the law due to a philosophy or their philosophy or maybe lethargy. Some owners will apply for a waiver to the ban available to bars that do 80% or more of their gross in alcohol, 20% or less in food. Anti-ban activist Michael McFadden estimates that 500 Philly bars might squeeze through the loophole for the sake of their smoking staff and customers, and also to avoid complaints from neighbors when smokers are forced to stand outside and smoke late at night. Joe Friday will file for a waiver. If there's a legal way out, I'll go that way. I don't like being vulnerable, he says. Seamus serves too much food to qualify. Once these waivers come through, Philly will have smoking ban light. Smokers will have some bars, non-smokers will have many bars, and everyone will be happy, except for the nicotine Nazis who can't stand reasonable compromise.
Right. You know, it's amazing. Some people don't want you to be able to smoke outside. They don't want you to be able to smoke in your house.
They really don't. They know what's best for you, Mark, and
right. You
should listen to what they have to say.
They
if you don't listen, you're going to get a fine.
Cigarettes are bad, and no matter what, you know, they just stink, and you shouldn't be smoking.
People like that... These know-it-alls that think they know how everybody should live. Now, everybody's got an opinion on how people should live. I mean, we get on the air and we make suggestions as to how to, for instance, save money, how to pay off your debts, that sort of thing. So, you know, I have my set of standards, the way I live my life, and I certainly would like to see some people live their lives a little bit more efficiently. But the difference between me and them is that I just make suggestions. I say, hey, here's what I do. If you want to do that, then do it. These people say, you must, or else. If you don't, we'll, you know, then fill in the blank. If you don't, we'll fine you. If you don't pay the fine, we'll come in and shut your business down.
Right.
If you resist, we'll try to arrest you.
Right.
If you resist, we'll kill you. That's the logical progression here,
mm-hmm.
And you and I, Mark, for all the suggestions we've ever made to any of the callers that have called this show, have never once, ever, gone down and lobbied for a new law to regulate how people behave. Yeah, I'd love for people to pay off their credit cards, but I will never go and pass a law that mandates that you put a percentage of your paycheck towards your debts. That's the sensible thing to do, but it's it's insanity to force people to behave the way you'd like them to. So stop it, please.
And they're never going, you know, all the people are never going to behave the way you want them to.
Of course
not. And all you end up doing is, you know, distastefully enforcing your rules.
It's you're enforcing your rules in this utopian fantasy. And it's so utopian in that, you know, you have your set of rules, but they might differ from my set of rules, might differ from Julia's set of rules, my girlfriend, or might differ from the neighbor's set of rules across the street. Since we don't try to enforce our rule sets on others, we're okay, but it's those other people who are trying to enforce their value sets on everybody else with the, through the force of the government that inevitably creates the chaos that we talked about earlier. Our emailer had emailed in to point out how government actually creates chaos and encourages chaos, and this is a perfect example of how exactly it happens. One person, one brilliant central planner who knows everything and knows how everyone should live their lives, decides he wants to get in charge of government so he can set his rules into effect, and that way everyone's lives will be perfect. Well, unfortunately,
and
there's
so many people, it seems like everybody to some extent or another believes that that's, you know, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to come up with a system that works, that's going to result in what they're looking for, and really, that system is liberty.
That is, unfortunately, they don't realize that. So what they do is they go in and they try to take the reins of power for themselves to enforce their value sets on everyone else. Unfortunately, in that process of trying to take that power, they come up against people that believe differently. Whether it be, you know, the homosexuals versus the Christians or whatever the different conflicts are, the evolutionists versus the Christians. I'm just picking up ideas here.
Mm-hmm.
And they pit one another against each other in this eternal struggle for control of the state. That causes chaos. It causes strife. It causes hatred. More on the way. 800-259-9231. The solution is to leave people alone. Let them make their own choices with their own private property. If you don't like their choices, then ostracize them. But do no more. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.